ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम 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 सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्तु निराकरणं मे अस्तु इतदात्मेरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः भगवान् बीयिङ्ग् भगवान् सगुणं ब्रह्म द ईश्वर द वन् हूस् एण्डौड् वित् दिस् दि पवर् इन् सेण्टैरिटि काल्ड् माया बीङ्ग् दि आल् मैटि दि मोस्ट् पवर्फुल् is the activator, director of all the minds and senses. Therefore, Bhagavan could know the intention of, intention of the devas. Intention means not intention, their thought, the thought about themselves. And seeing their pride, Bhagavan thought, out of compassion, these devas should not be defeated like the asuras. Is it? Wherever there is pride, arrogance, and there the abhimana, anatma abhimana is there. See, anatma abhimanam is called ahankara. Anatma abhimanam means what? The identity with the body, mind and complex, and then taking the accomplishments of one's life as accomplishments of the jiva, the manifest consciousness associated with this, identity, this body, mind, and complex, up, taking that, the given form where there is manifestation of chaitanyam for the self. And then, think that accomplishments of the non-self is what now? Abhimana, Deha Abhimana or Anatma Abhimana Shankara, and that will lead to what? That pride and arrogance will lead to the real defeat, failure. So Bhagavan, out of compassion, he won't teach a lesson to these devas. Therefore he appeared in the form of Yaksham. And the most brilliant, self effulgent, inexplicably splendid resplendent form, the form of Bhagavan appeared. Therefore, they had the doubt. So, now we have to start the third mantra onwards. Let us read the mantra first. What is this? What is this resplendent, effulgent, the being which has appeared here? The devas are talking to each other. Now, we are going to say third mantra. Te agnim abruvan. Please read the mantra now. Te. Agnim. I am reading the mantra now, third mantra. Te agnim abruvan.
Te agnim abruvan.
Jataveda.
Jataveda.
Jatavedaha. Etadvijanihi.
Etadvijanihi.
Kim etadyaksham. Iti. तथा इति ओके दिस इज थर्ड मंत्रा Now we will read the mantra and come to this bhasham, the corresponding bhasham. So here, te is a pronoun in the mantra. So the bhasham also begins with that. Te means those devaha. Te means what? Those means those devas. Who are devas? The devas who did not know who that yaksha was. Now what that resplendent, glittering, shining being was. Therefore, ajanantaha devaha. Tad ajanantaha. Te is equal to tad ajanantaha devaha. Those devas who were not aware of, who did not know what that the appearance, the form which appeared in front of them. Okay, those devas. And one more Shankara explains. Santarbhayaha. Say no? Santarbhayaha. Can you read it now? Te deva. Tad te. Say no? Tad ajanantaha devaha. Santarbhayaha. Tad. Vijignyasavaha. Agnim. Agragaminam. Jatavedasam. Sarvajna kalpam. Abruvan. Uktavantaha. He Jataveda. Yetad asmad gocharastam yaksham vijanihi viseshataha buddhyasva tvam naha tejasvi kimetad yakshamiti. Okay, so till this part, third mantra's commentary. Kimeya Yakshamiti. So those devas who were ignorant of the Yaksha, and who are they? Santarbhayaha. Santarbhayaha means antaha bhayena sahitaha. Those who did not show the fear outside, even though devas externally looked fearless, internally they were frightened. Therefore, I mean, they had fear in their minds. So sa antarbhayaha means bhayena, antaha bhayena sahitaha. Okay, those who were internally frightened, then bhayaha. Tad means that yaksham. Yaksham happens to be the neuter gender word, which is Sagunam Brahma. And here, this comes tad. Vijignyasavaha. Vijignyasavaha. See, jignyasuhu means the one who wants to know. So, vijignyasuhu also means the one who wants to know. So, vijignyasavaha, those who want to know. Therefore, Santarbhayaha, Tadvijignyasavaha, all adjectives for Devaha. Okay, so Santarbhayaha, Tad Ajanantaha Devaha, Santarbhayaha, Tadvijignyasavaha, Agnim. So, if you see, all these words are adjective for Devas. So devas told, what is the meaning of this third mantra? Devas requested Agni, no, you please go and know, first you go and know what that yaksha was. That here Shankaracharya explains the Agni here. So those devas, explains the mantra. Those devas were frightened in their minds. Ujignyasavaha, who were desirous of knowing what that yaksha was. Then Agnim, Agni, he means Agni, here Agragami. Shankara says Agni is Agragami. Agragami, so the word Agnihi, it means one meaning is the fire, which is a Devata. Another meaning of the word Agni is Bhagavan, Ishwara, the Lord. So Bhagavan, when you talk about Bhagavan, you know, when you use the term Agni to mean Bhagavan the whole, it means the forerunner of everything. Agre sarvam nayati iti agnihi. The one who leads everything, the foremost of the realities, is called Agnihi. Agre nayati iti agnihi. But here, Agnihi is not Ishvara, it's a Devata. Why? Because Agni is the one who carries the Agre. Ahutihi nayati iti agnihi. One who carrier of ahutis to all the devatas. He is the mouth of all the devatas. Well, he is called Agnihi. Devata, fire also is called Agnihi. And then this Agni, because always takes the lead to all the devatas. Therefore, he is called Agragami. Agragami means what now? One who takes the lead. So now they tell this Agni who takes always the lead. No, what do they say? Not only that, Agni is also known as Jata Vedaha. The Jata Vedaha. Jata Vedaha means Jatam Jatam Veti iti Jata Vedaha. Again, here Bhagavan also called Jata Vedaha. You know, Jatam Jatam Veti iti Jata Vedaha means omniscient. See, the one who knows everything and anything as it comes into existence. The one who knows, illumines everything and anything which comes into existence as it comes into existence. Therefore, the knower of everything that comes into existence is called Jata Vedaha. So, Bhagavan being absolutely omniscient, Bhagavan is called Jata Vedaha. And here, the fire, Devata Agni also, is said to be Jata Vedaha. Here, Shankara says, Sarvagya Kalpaha, Kalpam. Agnihi is Jata Vedaha. Jata Vedaha means omniscient. Omniscient means the one who knows everything as it comes into existence. And here, Agnihi happens to be a Devata, not Ishvara. He can't be the all-knowing. He can't be omniscient, absolutely. But he is as good as omniscient. Which means almost he knows. Okay. Therefore he says, Sarvagya Kalpaha. Sarvagya means omniscient. But Sarvagya Kalpaha means one who is as good as omniscient. Sarvagya Kalpaha. Kalpam. Abruvan Uktavantaha, they said to this Devas. They said to the Devas said to this Agnihi. And what they say? He Jata Veda. Now see, Jata Vedaha is nominative, Radhiji. In vocative, Jata Vedaha. He Jata Vedaha. Yetad Asmad Gocharastham Yaksham Vijanihi. Yetad Asmad Gocharastham Yaksham Vijanihi. May you go and find out, this Yaksha who appeared in front of us. Who is in our perceptible distance. Gocharastha means what now? The one who obtains in a perceptible distance. May you go and find out who this Yaksha is. So, Vijanihi means Viseshataha Buddhyasva. Viseshataha Buddhyasva means what now? May you go and know all about that Yaksha, all the details. No? It's because we all know there is some resplendent form. We know some resplendent form is, Bhagavan is. It's our knowledge. But we do not know exactly what this Bhagavan is. Who this Bhagavan is. Isn't it? What he is saying now, may you know what this Vijanihi means Visheshataha Janihi. Visheshataha Janihi means what? May you know? May you know in detail all about this Yaksha, Buddhisva, Tvam. And then they also praise Agni. Devas praise Agni. What do Devas praise? How do the Devas praise Agni? Tvam Naha Tejasvi. Oh, Agni, Agni, would you please go first? Hey, Agni. Oh, hey, Agni, would you please go first? Why? Tvam Naha Tejasvi. You are the most brilliant of all of us. You are the most brilliant among all of us. Naha Tejas. Naha means asmasu, asmakam. Among us, no, of all of us, you are the Tejasvi. You are the brilliant. You are the most, you know, intelligent. Better you go first to and find out who exactly, find out all the details of this Yaksha. This God, here you can understand how we say our self-knowledge is half-knowledge, isn't it? We know we are, but we do not know what we are. We know Bhagavan, but we do not know what Bhagavan is. So here, that is what is presented here. With our own limited powers, you know, we can understand Bhagavan, but we can't know who Bhagavan is. So here also, these devas are telling Agni, you know, we see this Yaksha in a very, very closely, not very, very closely, but not very far also, in a perceptible distance, that we can make out there is appearance of some different form, but we don't know who it is. So better you go and find all about him. All about him, but now may have complete knowledge of this Yaksham. Iti. Now we'll read the next mantra. Tadu Abhyadravat. Tad Abhyadravate. Abhyadravate. Then this Agni went. Tam Abhyadravate. Kaha Asi. Iti Agniva. Aham Asmi. Iti Abravit. Jataveda va aham asmi iti. She says, tad abhyadravat means what now? That, no, immediately Agnihi approached that, the fire god, Agni Devata approached that Yaksham. When Agni Devata approached that Yaksham, Tam Abhyavadat. Now, I give it to Tam Abhyavadat. Tam Agnim Abhyavadat. Then Yaksha spoke. Abhyavadat means what? Now, Yaksha spoke to Agni, who approached Yaksha. Yaksha asks, Kaha Asi Iti. Okay, Kahasi. When Agni Devata approached closely this Yaksham, Yaksham spoke to this Agni Devata, who are you? Kahasi Tvam. Iti. Then immediately Agni says, oh my God. Somebody asks me that I do not know who I am. Which means I am not that power. Everybody knows who Agni is. That means it's a humiliation. Somebody coming and asking me who are you is a humiliation, isn't it? So, he says, Agnihi va aham. You don't know me. I am Agnihi. I am Agni Devata. Then, and not only that, Agni Deva, Agnihi va aham asmi iti abravit. No, I am Agnihi and popularly known as Jata Vedaha. He also mentions the well-known name so that he will know. Oh, I know. He expects him to say, oh, Jata Vedaha, I know. So he says what? Now, one more title also he mentions. I am always known as what? Jata Vedaha va aham asmi iti. Okay? Now let's go to the mantra meaning, the bhashyam now. Tatha. Tatha astu. Iti. Okay, when these devata, now you are saying the bhashyam, when these devatas requested Agni to go and know all about Agni, what did Agni do? Tatha astu. Okay. No? Okay. Tatha astu now. No? Okay, let me do as you say, whatever you tell me. Tatha astu iti tad yaksham. Tad yaksham. Abhyadravat. So tad yaksham abhyadravat. So Agni Devata yaksham abhyadravat. Now went near the yaksha, approached the yaksha. Okay. Yaksham abhyadravat means, in the Shankara gives, pratigatavan, went towards, no? So fire, Agni Devata went towards the yaksham. Gatavan Agnihi. Then, tamcha gatavantam. Piprachushum tatsamipe apragalbatvat tushnim bhutam tadyaksham abhyavadat agnim pratyabhashata. Kositi. Okay. See what he says here. Very simple bhasham here. So, this Agni Devata went, Gatavan. Agni Devata Gatavan. Yaksham Prati Gatavan. Went towards the Agni. So, Gatavantam, all these words are written, adjectives for Agni. Gatavantam, Piprachushum, tat samipe apragalbatvat tushnim bhutam. Okay, tadyaksham abhyavadat agnim abhyavadat. Now this yaksha spoke to Agni. When Agni Devata approached yaksham, then yaksham is a neutral word. Tadyaksham, abhyavadat. Yaksham spoke to Agni Devata. And Shankara explains, describes the Agni Devata. How was Agni Devata when he approached Yaksha? No? He approached Yaksha. No? Piprachushum. Piprachushu means the one who went with the desire of asking. Piprachushu means the one who is desirous of asking. No? Prashtumicha piprachushu. Piprucha yasa piprachushu. The one who approached Agni Devata, with the desire to ask, tat samipe, but Agni Devata went near the yaksham, what happened? Tushnim bhutam. He went to ask, approached the yaksham, and with the desire of asking him, speaking to him. But when he went near Samipe, when he went near the Yaksha, what happened? He became silent. And why? Because of his lack of power. Apragalbatvat. Pragalbaha means power. Okay? Pragalbaha means some sort of one's own power. But pragalbatva means having the power. Apragalbatvat, not having that, that guts, not having the guts. Due to the lack of guts, even though he went with the desire to ask, speak to the yaksha, but when he went closely, and he, without the guts to speak to him, he remained silent, okay? And the one who remained silent, but when he remained silent, Yaksham asked him. Yaksham spoke to this Agni Devata. What Yaksha spoke to him? What Yaksha speak? Kaha asi iti. Okay, kaha asi. He says, who are you? Who are you? No, you come fast approaching me. It seems you are interested. No, you have come to me. Who are you? Now Agni replies. Evam, Brahmana, Prishtaha, Agnihi, Abravit. Evam, Brahmana, Prishtaha, Agnihi, Abravit. In this manner, who are you? No? When this Yaksham asked Agni, who are you? He says, in this manner, the Agni who was asked by Brahma, Yaksham, Agni says no. Agnihiva. Mean what? Agnihiva means Agni Namaham. I am of the name Agnihi. Prasiddha, very well known, very popular. I'm surprised how you missed me. Prasiddha. Jatavedaha iti, and popularly, now very popular as Jatavedaha, famous and well known as Jatavedaha. Jatavedaha means what now? No, I'm all knowing. All knowing means what now? No, not absolutely all knowing, but as good as all knowing, means almost all knowing person. Jatavedaha iti, iti cha. Namadvayena. Now with these two names, Namadvayena, with two names, Prasiddhataya, as Prasiddhataya means what now? Famously, we say no, Prasiddhataya, Atmanam Shlaghayan, iti, Atmanam Shlaghayan, Shlaghayan means what now? Praising, glorifying, blowing his own trumpet, and then praising himself, glorifying himself, Atmanam Shlagayan, with self-praise, self-glorification. He said, I'm very well known, these two names, I am of the name Agni, and popularly known as Yatavedaha, and then glorifying, mentioned his names, introduced himself, when he was asked by Yaksham. Now we'll read the next mantra here. Go to the mantra. Tasmin. Twayi. Kim. Viryam. Ityapi. Idam sarvam daheyam. Yadidam. Prithivyam iti. Then, you are Agnihi. You are Jatavedaha. Okay, that's fine. Tasmin, and then Toyi Kim Viryam. No? What a special skill you have. Kim Viryam Toyi. Isn't Toyi? Shankara is explaining the same thing. Toyi. Okay, Kim Viryam Toyi Iti Api. He also asked for, not only he asked, who are you? What is your special strength? Samarthyam. Samarthyam means efficiency, expertise. What is your expertise? What are you expert in? What is your strength? What power do you have? So he asked. Immediately Agni says, Yad idam prithivyam sarvam daheyam, whatever is in this earth, what is found on this earth, I can burn everything that is on this earth. That is my power, that is my strength, he said. Okay, it's the four. This is the fifth mantra, isn't it? Now we'll read the Bhashyam for that. Evam uktavantam Brahma Avochat. So when he glorified himself. Do you don't know me? Aham Jata Vedaha. No, I am of the name Agnihi Jata Vedaha. And that itself, what does it mean? Agnihi means what? Agre Nayati Iti Agnihi. Now I am the one who carries all the oblations to all the devatas. Without me, no devata can get any food. So I am Agnihi. No? And Jata Vedaha. As I told you already, Jatam Jatam Veti Iti Jata Vedaha. No? The one who knows everything and anything as it comes into existence means nothing which has the status of being existent can escape the sight of knowledge of Agni. Which means that is Jata Vedaha implies what? Two things. One is all knowing, one is the very existence of everything. Right? Through knowledge it lends existence. Therefore it's Bhagavan's name. Bhagavan is known by the name Jata Vedaha. And here he says, I'm Jata Vedaha. I'm popularly known as Jata Vedaha. So when he glorified himself as all knowing, E Muktavantam Brahma Uvacha. Now also Brahman said what now? Prasiddha Gunanam. Evam Prasiddha Gunanam. Prasiddha Gunanam Avati Twayi. Kim karyam, kim viryam, samarthyam iti. Oh, you are of this famous, prasiddha guna, you are of this highly laudable traits you are of. Therefore, what is your efficiency? What strength do you have? What is your power? So, Abravit, what now? Saha Agnihi Abravit. That fire, the Agni Devata replied. Said, Jagat Sarvam Dahayam. Jagat Sarvam Dahayam. I can burn this entire world, universe. Basmi Kuryam. Dahayam means what? I can reduce everything into ashes. Basmi Kuryam. Now, Basmi Karoti means reduces to ashes. Dahati means burns. So Shankara gives the meaning what now? I can burn this entire universe means, Bhagavan says, what is the meaning here? I can reduce everything into ashes. Yadidam, and what is this? Sthavaradi prithivyam. Sthavaradi means what now? All that exists on this earth. What are they? The inert, sentient, immobile, everything I can reduce them into ashes. Then, prithivyam iti upalakshanartham. See, prithivya means when Agni says, I can burn everything on this earth, it's only upalakshanam. Upalaksha means it's only indication to say not only things which obtain on this earth, but anything and everything that is there in the intermediary space and anywhere in the higher lokas also. Understand, wherever there is space and wherever anything exists and anything and everything I can, it's only prithivyam is not only what is found on this earth. Anywhere it exists, I can burn everything. Okay? Upalakshanartham yataha antarikshastam api dahyata eva agnina dahyate eva agnina. Not only what is on this earth is burnt by Agni, but whatever is found in the intermediary space also is burnt by Agni. Therefore Agni says what now? I can burn everything. I can reduce everything into ashes. This is my special strength. No, which means what now? Nobody else can do this. Agninayati. Okay. Now, we'll read the next sixth mantra. Tasmai. Sixth mantra. Tasmai. Trinam. Nidadhau. Yet. Tasmai trinam nidadhau. Okay? And he, nidadhau is a past perfect tense of the lat form nidadhati. Okay? Nidadhati means places, isn't it? Neither thou had placed. So it's a past perfect tense form, lit form. Tasmai means what now? To this Agni Devata, to him, Trinam Nidadau, he placed the, to him, he just showed some piece of, some grass, a blade of grass. Yetad Daha, come on. Hey Agni, you are Agnihi, you are Jata Vedaha, and you can burn everything, you can reduce, you know. He was boasting, you know, Basme Kuryam, Daheyam. Therefore, now you said all those things, now come on, you burn this. Daha Iti. Tade Upaprayaya Sarva Javena. So, when the fast approaching, with all speed, Sarva Javaha means speed, with all speed, we went near him, went near that, Tat Na Shashaka Dagdhum. Na Shashaka, Tan Na Shashaka Dagdhum. Na Shashaka means what now? Na Shaktavan. We are going to see that. Na? He could not burn that. He was not able to burn. Dagdhum is infinitive. Dagdhum means to burn. He was not able. So, Na Shashaka was not able. And therefore, what he did? When he could not burn, and he really, what he did? Saha Tata Yeva Nivavrute. Saha Tata Yeva Nivavrute. And from there, Agni left. Nivavritavan, Nivritavan. You know, he left the place. Na yetad ashakam. Na yetad ashakam vijnatam vijnatum yad yetad yakshamiti. I am not able to know what, no, I could not know, I was not able to know. Na ashakam. Vijnatum. I was not able to know. Vijnatum, again infinitive, isn't it? I was not able to know what this yaksha was. Yad yetad yaksham iti. What this yaksha was, my God, I was not able to know. No? Therefore, he returned. Why? He could not burn. He left. Is the mantra as over? Now, let us see the Bhashyam part of the sixth mantra. Tasma.
Tasma.
Evam, tasma here is tasmai, okay? Evam, abhimanavate, brahma, trinam vidadhau, tasmai, evam, abhimanavate, tasmai, agnaye, brahma, trinam vidadhau. So, brahma here means yaksham. Yaksham means what here? Brahma is? Yaksham is equal to Brahma. Brahma is equal to Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma is equal to Ishwaraha. Bhagavan, who came in the name of Yaksha as a resplendent person, no, the being, placed grass to him, gave him a piece of grass. And who, to whom? Abhimanavate. Abhimanavan Purushaha. Na abhimanavat is a takaranta pulling, the takaranta pullinga shabdaha, and nominative abhimanavan, abhimanavan, abhimanavantam, abhimanavata, abhimanavate. The abhimanavate means the one who is proud. No, with the self glorification, under with the one who has abhimanavan means one with ahankara, with this wrong identity. Therefore, Brahma Trinam Vidadau. What does it mean? Trinam Vidadau means Puraha Agnehe Stapitavat. Stapitavat means placed. Vidadau, equivalent meaning is what? Stapitavat. Okay. Who Stapitavat? Yaksham. This Brahma, Yaksham, placed what? A piece of grass. Where? Agnehe Puraha. In front of Agni. Agnehe Puraha. Trinam Sthapitavat. Okay. Brahmana. Okay. Now you have to remember this Agni. Right? Okay. Yetat. Trinamatram. Mama agrataha daha nachet asi dagdum samartha muncha dagdrutva abhimanam sarvatra iti uktaha trinam upaprayaya trinasamipam gatavan sarvajavena sarva utsaha kritena vegena gatva na shashaka na shakad dagdum. Okay, let me tell you here. Etat trinamatram mama agrataha daha. Okay, Yaksham says, may you burn this just only this trinam. I know you are capable of burning everything.
The person whom you are trying to reach is currently on a bed.
Okay. I know you are capable of burning everything. Okay. Now what you need to do, just burn only this piece of grass. Trina matram daha. May you burn only this piece of trinam. Okay, let us read this. Yetat trinamatram mama agrataha daha. No, may you burn only this grass in front of. No, in front of me, burn this piece of grass. Na chet asi dagdhum samarthaha. If you are not capable of burning this small piece of grass in front of me, no, he has muncha, then give up. What should he give up? Dagdhrutva abhimanam. Dagdhrutva abhimanam is what now? The pride of being capable of burning everything. Okay? You have the pride of being capable of burning everything everywhere. Isn't it? Sarvatra dagdhrutva abhimanam muncha. You have to give up this. This pride. No, this arrogance of being able to burning everything everywhere, isn't it? If you are not able to burn this in front of me, come on, this is, you just burn this small piece of grass, burn in front of me. Iti uktaha, no, when Yaksham told this person, uktaha, trinam upaprayaya. Trinam upaprayaya. Trinasamipam gatavan. No, he went near the grass. How did he go? Sarva javena. Sarva utsaha kritena vegena. The speed, no, with all speed, compelled by his enthusiasm. Okay? You are showing me this small piece of grass. So he went, it's nothing for me. Thinking he went with all speed, you know. Gatva, vegena, gatavan. He went near the grass. Gatva, na shashaka, na ashakat dagdhum. But having gone near, he could not. No, he was not able to burn. Na ashakat dagdhum. He was not able to burn. After what happened? Saha jatavedaha trinam dagdum ashaktaha vriditaha hata pratignyaha tataha eva yakshad eva. Saha jata vedaha, that Agni Devata, what he did, he trinam dagdum ashaktaha, you know, being not able to burn, okay, being not able to burn that piece of grass, vriditaha, Vriditaha means what now? Being, you know, the sense of humiliation or humiliated. Hataprathigyaha. Hataprathigyaha means now. The one has failed in his promise of being able to. Hataprathigyaha means the one who has failed in his promise. What's the promise? He said he can buy anything in the world, isn't it? So having failed his promise or being humiliated, tataha eva yakshadeva tushneem, then keeping quiet without talking anything back to yaksha. No, I can try nothing. He understood, he could not. No? He quietly, devan prati nivavrute. No, he returned to devas. And when he went there, what did he say? No, nivavrute, nivrutaha means pratigatavan. Na yetad yaksham ashakam shaktavan aham vijnatum. Na yetad yaksham ashakam shaktavan aham vijnatum. Yetad yaksham ashakam. Without, no? Shaktavan aham vijnatum. I was not able to know this yaksha. That's what he says. I'm not able to know this yaksha. Viseshataha yad yeta yakshamiti. See, I also went near the yaksha. I tried to speak to him, but he spoke to me, and I expressed what, introduced myself as what I am. And he didn't say everything, okay? But I did not know what exactly this yaksha was, which means I could not know completely all about yaksha. I came back ignorant of yaksha. So now we are going to the seventh mantra. Now Agni's job is over, isn't it? Now the vayu comes. Atha vayum abruvan. Atha vayum abruvan. Abruvan is what? Braviti bru dhatuhu. And braviti is the verb. And abruvan is the lung, third person, plural, is abruvan. Then vayum abruvan. So we have to understand, all the devas now ask, said to, or spoke vayu. What do you say? Abruvan. Vayav etad vijanihi. Kim ye vayav, say no? Okay, vayau etad vijanihi kim etad yakshamiti tatheti. And supply a lot, isn't it? The word sentence are not very complete. Then all these devatas spoke to Vayu Devata. What do you say? They said to him, etad vijanihi. Now may you know this. Etad vijanihi kim etad yakshamiti. What this yaksha is? Who this yaksha is? May you know. May you go know. Now this Vayudeva says, tatha. Tatha. Okay, let me go. Tatha iti vayuhu uktavan. We have to supply the words. Then, this is seventh mantra. So let us see the eighth mantra also. You can read the bhasham, because nothing, not much bhasham here. Okay. Tad abhyadravat. Tad abhyadravat means what now? This Vayudevata also approached that yaksham. Tam abhyavadat. Tam abhyavadat means tam vayum abhyavadat. Now yaksha, see this vayu approached yaksha. Now yaksha asked, now said to this vayuhu. Kaha asi iti, kositi, kositi, mean what? Kaha asi iti. The same way yaksha asked Vayu Devata, as yaksha asked Agni Devata, kaha asi, who are you? Iti. Immediately what does Vayu say? Vayuhu, va aham asmi, iti abravit, vayurva. Aham asmi iti abravit. Oh, aham vayuhu asmi. I am Vayuhu, iti abravid, said Vayuhu. And not only that, he also mentions his title, Matarishvava. Matarishvava Ahamasmiti. I am Vayuhu. I am also Matarishva. Matarishva, another title for Vayu. Okay? We'll see the meaning here. We're going to see in the Bhashyam. I am Vayuhu. I'm also what? Matarishva. I'm known as Matarishva. Then we're going to see the meaning now. Okay, 8 mantras. Okay, now. Tasmin Twayi Kim Viryam. Oh, you are Matarishva. You are Vayuhu. What is your power? What is your strength? What strength you have? What power you have? Iti Api Idam Sarvam Adadiyam Adadiya Yadidam Prithivyam Iti. Same reply comes from Vayu. Yad idam prithivyam. Yad idam prithivyam. Whatever is on this earth. He said, whatever is on this earth, I can burn. Before he said. Now he says, adadiya. Means what now? I can blow, I can lift, I can shift, I can move, I can take anything on this earth. Adadiya. See, that's what he says. Tasmai trinam nidadhau yetad. Okay? Adatsva iti. Okay, tas, again to the Vayu also. This Yaksham, this Brahmasagunam, Brahma Ishara, Lord, no, place the same, is the same way, place the same piece of grass. Etad adatsva. Come on, take this now. Take this small piece of grass. Lift this, shift it and move it. Let me see. Natadupa preyaya sarvajavena tanna shashaka adatum. Okay. Now, upa preyaya. Sarvajavena, the same manner, he went near Vayu also, Upaprayaman went near the grass. How? Sarvajavena, with all speed, with all enthusiasm, tat na shashaka datum, adatum na shashaka. He was not able to lift or move that grass. Adatum. See, dadati means gives. But adadati means lifts, takes, shifts. Adatum na shashaka. He was not able to move that grass. Then, Vayu, what did Vayu do? Same way. Saha. Saha means Vayu. Saha. Tataha eva. Nivavrute. So, this Vayu also returned from there, returned to Devatas, other Devas. And what did Vayu say? Naitade ashakam vijnatum yad. Yetadyaksham iti. I was not able to know thoroughly, totally what this yaksha was all about at all. Who says this? Vayu. I was not able to know. Now we'll need to see the Bhashyam, very little Bhashyam for 7 to 10 mantras, only 2 lines are there. Let us see. We have nothing much to know here. Atha anantaram. Anatha means what? Anantaram. Anantaram means what? Afterwards. Afterwards means what? After the return of the Agni with the humiliation, no, with an answer, with the with an answer, I was not able to know what this Agyaksha was all about. Now, Vayum Abruvan, all the Devatas now said to Vayu, Hey Vayu, why Vayu? Because Vayu is nominative. In vocative, Hey Vayu, Vijivetumela, Hey Vayu. Yetad Vijanihi, come on, may you know, Vijanihi, Janihi means may you know, Vijanihi, may you know thoroughly, totally, what exactly all about this Yaksha. May you have the complete knowledge. Now we have partial knowledge of Yaksha, that Yaksha is in front of us. Now that too, not very far, but not, no, but a perceptible distance, but not very close also. Therefore, may you know totally all about Janihi means no, Vijanihi means totally no. May not totally all about this Yaksha. So Yaksham Vijanihi. Etad Vijanihi means Yaksham Vijanihi. Ityadi Samanartham Purvena. The same, that is, it's like the meaning has been taken like before. Now, Shankaracharya wants to explain the meaning of the word Vayuhu. Why Vayuhu is called Vayuhu? Vanat Vayuhu. Vanat Vayuhu. Gamanad Vayuhu. Gandanad Vayuhu. Vayuhu Vanat. No, the Va is the root Dhatuhu, and it belongs to second conjugation root, that is. Now, what is the verb there? Vati. Vati means goes, wanders, no? Blows. This is the wind. So, Vati iti Vayuhu. That which blows is the wind. Now, he says, Gamanat. Vanam means blowing, going. Gerund of Vati is Vanam. Like gerund of Gachati is Gamanam, isn't it? Gachati, Gamanam, because moving, air never stays, remains on one place, keeps moving. Therefore, Gamanate, due to its movement, due to its blowing, and also what? Gandhanat. Vayu has a special work. You know that? Vayu has no smell of its own. Gandhate means smells. Okay? Somebody smells. Durgandhate means what now? Somebody smells very intolerably, badly means what then? But Durgandhate. But here, Gandhayati. Gandhayati means the one who does not smell, but one who carries smells. The carrier of smells is called Gandhakaha, isn't it? So, Gandhanam means the carrying different odors, isn't it? It takes different smells it carries. In Bhagavad Gita, we have this verse, no? Vayu, no, when the wind blows, it takes all this fragrance of flowers. No? Wind does not carry the flowers, but wind only carries the fragrance of flowers. Similarly, when the sukshma, the mind goes, mind takes all the sense powers and all the powers from the sukshma alone goes, but this sthula shairam remains here. The example is given there. So wind is always said to be what now? Carrier of smells. That is why, how do we get smells otherwise? No? So Agni is the carrier of oblations to devatas. This wind is the carrier of smells. Therefore, understand, that is why we say Gandhanath Vayuhu. He moves around, blows all over, and then he carries what now? Carrying also what now? Carrying smells also is moving, isn't it? Therefore, he is called Vayuhu. Now, okay, this Vayuhu has another title. What is the another name? Is there another name? Is there Matarishwa? Or one name, okay? All devas have many names. Matarishwa. See, Mata is also Antariksham, the space also, all accommodative space also is called, the intermediate space also called Mata. So, Matari means what now? Antariksham. Mata is Antariksham. Matari means in the intermediate space. antarikshe shvayati. Shvayati iti matarishva. The one who moves about, wanders around, or now blows around in the space is called matarishva. The one who moves around in the space is called matarishva. Matari shvayati. Shvayati is the verb. Matari shvayati iti matarishva. Antarikshe shvayati iti. That's the meaning. Idam sarvam api adadiyam. So this is the expression of the vayu. Idam sarvam adadiyam means what? I can lift, take everything that is here. That's the meaning. Adadiyam means I can lift everything, which means I can carry everything. Grinyam, I can lift everything and hold everything and shift them. That's the meaning. Yadidam prithivyam. Ityadi samanameva. It is like the samanameva means what now? Like the previous mantra, isn't it? The same way, the same meaning. Okay. Now, but what have you understood? So this vayuhu also, what now? Being incapable of adatum ashaktavan, is it? Nashaktavan. So vayu also was not able to burn, sorry, lift this piece of grass. Now he returned to devas saying that he could not understand what this yaksha was. Well, we'll go to the next mantra, we can finish this chapter at least. Atha Indram Abruvan Magavan Tadvijanihi Kim etad yakshamiti tatheti tadabhyadravat tasmat tirodade. The one mantra tells so many things, all incomplete, no? Nothing is complete. Very, very quick sentences. Atha Indram Abruvan. Now, devaha, sarve devaha, you have to understand that meaning. The condition of devas was said in the first. Na santarbhayaha. Devas who were internally frightened and who were very keen to know who, what this yaksha was. No, those devas. No, now, what now? Indram Abruvan. They said to Indra and they call Indra by other name. Hey Maghavan. Okay, Maghavan. Yetad vijanahi, hey Maghavan, hey Indra, may you know what this yaksha was. May you please go know who this yaksha is. Now, Indra said, tatha iti. No? Okay, let me go now. You all could not do, let me go. Because Indra is a lord of devatas. Oh, he sent his subordinates. Now he is going himself. Huh? Maghavan. Yeah, Maghava. Indra is called Maghava. We will see the Bhashyam, we'll see. See, Maghava is the thing, but in vocative it becomes Maghavan. We'll see the meaning in the Bhashyam. Kim yetad yakshamiti tatha. Tatha iti. Tad abhyadravate. He also approached, went near the yaksha. At least other devatas, Agnihi and Vayuhu, had some conversation with yaksham. But because Indra went with all pride, thinking that he was the lord of devas, and the others, all my subordinates came, returned, no? Incapable of knowing yaksha, definitely I can know him. Then what happened? Yaksha won't teach him a lesson. Yaksha did not even acknowledge the presence of the Indra. Yaksha disappeared. Okay? Tirodhade. Tirodhade means what now? Tirodhade. He had disappeared. Just absconded, disappeared. Saha tasminneva avakashe shriyam ajagama bahushaha. Sorry, bahushobamanam. Bahushobamanam umam haimavatim. Tam Hovacha Kim Yetad Yakshamiti. Okay. But what happened? One good thing about Indra was other devatas, Agnihi and Vayuhu, returned to devatas when they could not know what Yaksha was. But for Indra, it was a much greater humiliation because Yaksha did not even speak anything. Not only did not speak, did not even stay there, just disappeared, ignoring Indra's approach. Which therefore, but Indra did not go back like other devas. This is the perseverance. Other devatas returned without making any further effort to know because they are incapable of knowing. But Indra alone can, no, Indra is now, waits there. He did not go. Wherever he was there, tasminneva akashe, whichever place, the space Indra was occupying, when he came to see this Yaksha, and the same, remaining in the same place, without moving from the place, okay, he was thinking, my God, how can I know who this Yaksha is? I could not even speak anything to him. This Yaksha disappeared. How can I know who this Yaksha is, who appeared in front of us? That when the dhyanam, when he was thinking, this thinking is like meditation, isn't it? Effort. Then what happened? Shriyam. No? Then suddenly there appeared what now? In the same space? Ajagama. No? He saw a beautiful something coming. Bahu shobhama, not least he saw the Shrihi, no, very beautiful and shining personality. And who is this? Uma. Who is this Uma? This woman came, called Uma, and she is Haimavati. Haimavati with the daughter of Himavan. She came. And Tam Ha Uvacha. And this Indra said to her, Kim Yetad Yaksham. Because very beautiful woman, when she appeared, whose name is Uma and who is daughter of Himavan, when she appeared, and he asked her, do you know who this Yaksha is? Who just disappeared as I was coming, approaching him. Do you know? No? Sudden appearance of Haimavati, Durga, Devi. You have to understand so many things here. This Uma or Haimavati is the power of the Lord. And the power of the Lord is what? Knowledge. What is the power of consciousness? Power of knowing is the, isn't it? Power of the reality, Brahman, isn't it? Therefore, power, the knowing is the power. Knowledge is the power. The total knowledge, the power of knowing everything, that power belongs to the reality. Ever the powerful Ishvara, the power of Ishvara is called Durga. And she here what now? Manifested, appeared. Okay, and what is power? That power alone, power, knowing power of Bhagavan, the knowledge, power of knowledge of Bhagavan alone manifests as what? Brahma Vidya. So here the Uma represents what now? The knowledge of Brahman. Okay, the knowledge, all knowing power of the Lord, came the personified with the name Uma, Haimavati. And he asked her, who is Yaksha? Isn't it? Yes. Okay, now we'll see this. Atha Indram Abruvan. So, now this is a mantra, isn't it? It's the actual word of the mantra. Magavanne Yetad vijanihi. Ityadi. Purvat. Just exactly like what was said before, previously, the same way Devas approached Indra and asked him to go and find out what this yaksha was. Now, Indraha Parameshwaraha Maghava Balavatvat Tatha. So, Maghava means Balavat. Balavat means the one who has the strength. So, they say all prowess in its entirety is called what? The strength, its entirety is called Indra. Understand now, the strength personified is Indra. Therefore, Maghava means Balavat, the one who has strength. Therefore, one who has all power, all strength. And here, Indraha, the word, like how Agnihi I said, when we studied even Durga Suktam, we learnt it, isn't it? Om Jata Vedase. Now, there also, Durga is called Jata Vedaha, isn't it? Now we can understand the meaning. Now you know the meaning of the word Jata Vedaha, isn't it? So Jata Vedaha is the nominative form, which is the name of the Lord, which is also the name of Devata as well as Ishvara. So Agni is relatively all-knowing, and the consciousness is absolutely all-knowing. That's why omniscience, absolute omniscience and relative omniscience here. So similarly, therefore, we say Jata Vedaha, isn't it? Now we say Indraha is also what now? Indraha is also the one who knows everything as this. The one to whom everything is evident is called Indra. The Lord is Indra. And the one who, the protector of everything, also called Indra. So the Lord is, Bhagavan is Indraha, but here the Devata is also called Indraha. Therefore, he is not absolute Lord, he is the Lord of Devas. Therefore, he is called Indraha. Indraha, Maghava. So, Indraha, Parameshwaraha means the Lord of Devas. Maghava, Balavat, Balavatvat, Tatha. He is called Maghava because of his, due to his strength. Iti, Tatha iti. Tatha is, okay, this Maghava says what now? Let me go now. He goes. Tadapi adravat. Tad abhyadravat. See, tad stands for yaksham. Abhyadravat means he approached, went near that yaksha. Tasmat indrat. Atma samipam gatat tad brahma tirodadhe tirobhutam. See, when Indra approached that yaksham, and then from that Indra who was approaching, fast approaching, and that brahma, yaksham, brahma, tirobhutam, it now disappeared from Indra, from Indra's vicinity. Indrasya, Indratva, Abhimanaha, Atitaram, Nirakartavyaha. See, Indrasya, Indratva, Abhimanaha, Nirakartavyaha. This Indra's pride of being the Lord must be what now? Nirakartavyaha, it must be removed. The identity is with what now? Indrasya Indratvam Nirakartavyaha. Iti ataha samvadamatramapi na adat. Samvadamatramapi na adat. This yaksham did not give even this much, even a word. Samvadamatramapi, not even the word did yaksha give to Indra. Adat means what? Dadati. Okay. In Lung, Adat gave. Na Adat did not give even a word to Indra. Why? In order to remove his pride of being the lord of all the devas. Na Adat Brahma Indraya. He did not even give a word. Okay. I want to tell you one thing, small thing here. See, when we started the whole lesson, all these devas were saying what? Ayam jayaha asmakam, ayam mahima asmakam eva. This victory belongs to us, this glory belongs to us, when they say, which means I am glorious, I am victorious, when they say, should we, if any person claims this victory, this glory belongs to me, if they claim, you know, are they wrong or right? Should we say, whoever claims glory as one's own, and that person who claims the glory or, you know, any victory, achievement as his or own, her own, should we see it as right or wrong? Here, Shankara says, we should not immediately conclude that person who claims the glory as his own to be wrong or right. Immediately, we should not say, you know, the self-glorious person is right or wrong. Why? Because if for that person, the I and my, now the I is just the I sense, isn't it? The manifest consciousness obtaining in the mind, identified with the given physical form and name, then definitely that person is what? Then he is wrong. If the person, you know, identity is with Satchidananda Atma, then he is wrong. He is right. Understand? So here, but with all these devatas, identity with what? All of them have their identity with the limited form, enjoying the given status, Agnitvam, Vayutvam, Indratvam. That is called Abhimana, isn't it? Abhimana is a self-pride here, because of the Ahankara. Therefore, he says that Indratva Abhimana Abhimanaha Nirakartavyaha, it has to be removed. Therefore, Samvada Matramapi Na Adat Brahma Indraya. Even he did not give, no, even a word to that person. Okay. Tad yaksham yasmin akashe avakasha pradeshaha atmanam darshayitva tirobhutam indrascha Brahmanastirodhanakale yasmin akashaha akashe asit saha indraha tasminneva akashe tasthau kim tad yaksham iti dhyayan Na nivavrute agnyadivate tasya indrasya yakshe bhaktim buddhva vidya umarupini pradurabhut stri rupa. Very beautiful. So, tad yaksham yasmin akashe, avakasha pradeshe. ஆத்மானம் தர்ஷயித்வா திரோபூதம். ஓகே, சோ தத் யக்ஷம், நோ தத் யக்ஷா இன் விச் எக்ஸா இன் விச் லொகேஷன், எஸ்மின் ஆகாஷே இன் விச் லொகேஷன் இன் விச் பிளேஸ் ஆத்மானம் தர்ஷயித்வா திரோபூதம் ஷோயிங் இட்ஸ் ஓன் ஸ்வரூபம் யக்ஷா டிசப்பியர்ட் ஃப்ரம் விச் பிளேஸ் இன் விச் பிளேஸ் இந்திரஸ்ச, நோ இந்திரா ஆல்சோ பிரம்மண திரோதான காலே, நோ அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் டிசப்பியரன்ஸ் ஆஃப் யக்ஷம் பிரம்மன் இன் விச் பிளேஸ் யக்ஷா டிசப்பியர்ட் ஃப்ரம் remaining in the same place yasmin akashe asit saha indraha tasminneva avak tasminneva akashe tasthau. So indraha, wherever he was standing at the time of the disappearance of the yaksha, in whichever place yaksha appeared and disappeared, without moving from that place, continuing to stay there, you know, kim tad yaksham iti dhyayata dhyayan na nivavrute. Completely focusing his attention on yaksham, what that yaksha would have been, what this yaksha was, who that yaksha is really, who appeared and disappeared, no. So now Indra is, without even moving from the place where he was standing at the time of disappearance of Yaksha, and he was really totally focusing, he was only thinking only of that Yaksha. See, thinking only of that Yaksha, wanting to know who that, which means the focus attention, he is what now? Purusharta Nischaya, isn't it? No, not only Purusharta Nischaya, now it's a Jignyasutvam, isn't it? Totally focusing attention, dhyayanne, na nivavrutaha, he did not return, no, return, like what? Agnyadivat, like just as Agni and Indra, Agni and Vayu returned, Indra did not return. But, okay, then what happened? Indrasya yakshe bhaktim buddhva. This is called bhakti. Look at this. Shankaracharya is so beautiful. Indre bhakti, yakshe bhaktim buddhva. Now buddhva, having understood, having known, recognized, now Indra's devotion towards yaksha. Now what is devotion to yaksha? I should not go from this place without knowing who this yaksha is. Who this yaksha would have been? Who this yaksha is? I want to know who this yaksha is. Which means, if the mind is totally after the pursuit of knowledge, then that is what now real bhakti. Understand? Purusaipa, the one who wants to know who Bhagavan is, he is real devotee, and the desire to know is what? Real devotion. Otherwise, artha bhakti, arthi bhakti, you know, jigyasu bhakti is the real bhakti. Artha bhakti and arthi bhakti are all what now? Temporary, isn't it? They are not real bhakti. Bhakti is okay, not real bhakti. Therefore, here is our beauty. He is Shankara. How to know Shankara's heart? What is real bhakti? He gives the commentary there in Bhagavad Gita. Na, artho jigyasu arthaarthi jnani tu. No, when he talks about four types of bhaktas, there what he gives the commentary for those verses. Now you can make out. We have to connect here. Yakshe bhaktim buddhva. Indrasya bhaktim buddhva yakshe. Understanding, knowing, having known Indra's devotion to yaksha. How does he know? Who the yaksha is? Who the yaksha is? No, he was only meditating upon this, thinking continuously of wanting to know who yaksha was. This is what bhakti, buddhva, vidya, knowledge manifested. in the form of Uma. Vidya Uma Rupini Pradurabhut Stri Rupa. Knowledge manifested, no, in the disguise of Uma, and no, in the form of Savuman. Stri Rupa Uma Rupini Vidya Pradurabhut. Pradur Bhavati. Bhavati happens. Pradur Bhavati means manifests. So Pradur Abhut manifested. Who, what manifested? Knowledge manifested. In whose form? In the form of a woman. Who is that woman? In the form of Uma. Who is Uma? Uma represents what? Durga. Who is Durga? All on the Maya. What is Maya? The inexplicable power of Brahman. Inexplicable power of Brahman. What is inexplicable power of Brahman? The power of knowing. Is it clear, isn't it? Inexplicable power of Brahman. Ishvara. Ishvara Shakti Maya. What is that power? Power of knowing. Does the power have independent existence? No. Therefore, what is it called? Mithya. But is it there? Yes. Is it unreal? No. Therefore, what? Maya power is? Power of knowing is consciousness. Brahman. Ishvara. But Brahman is not the power. But the power is Brahman. That is why Om Jatavedase Sunavamaho. No, we say that. There Jatavedas means Ishvara. And here Jatavedaha is what? Jatavedaha is a vocative. Jatavedaha, nominative. And that is there Ishvara, Sarvashaktiman, Sarvashaktiman, Sarvajnaha. And here Agni. And there also Agni comes. Agni also is the name of the Lord, Agni also is the name of Devata. Ishvara, Devata. One phenomenon, the total phenomena. Okay, it's nice to know this, isn't it? Or small, small information thing. Saha Indraha Tam Umam Bahushobhamanam. Was highly shining and, no, beautiful. Sarvesham hi Shobhamananam. Shobhamananam. Shobhanatama Vidya Tada Bahushobhamanam Shobhamana Iti Viseshanam Upapannam Bhavati. See, here's the beauty. Saha Indraha, that Indra, who was without moving an inch from there, with all perseverance, when he was meditating upon, thinking only of what that yaksha was, there manifested the knowledge in the form of a woman who is none other than Uma, and Saha Indraha Tam Umam, and he spoke to Uma. Who is that Uma? Bahushobhamana. Very beautiful. So, shobhate means shines. Anything beautiful shines. You know, attractively shining is called shobhate. Which means attractively means beautifully shining. So, shobhate. So, shobha means one who is beautiful. Beautifully shining. Person is called shobha. And shobhate is the verb, atmanepadam. Therefore, in the continuous tense, what do you say? Shobhamana, the one who is, like Shatru Shanach. Shanach Shabda. No? Shobhamana, the one who is shining. No? The beautiful. And how beautiful she is? Shobhamana nam shobhanatama. She is the most beautiful among all the beautiful things. Of all the beautiful things. And what is that most beautiful of all the beautiful things? Vidya, knowledge. And okay, tada, bahushobhamana iti viseshanam upapannam bhavati. Therefore, the knowledge being the most beautiful thing, and this adjective for Uma, the most beautiful iti, is this, this is appropriate. It is relevant. Now, Haimavatim. Now, who is Haimavati? Haimavati, actually, it has two meanings we have. Hima means snow. Hema means gold. Okay? And the Himavan means Himalaya. Okay? The mountain. The daughter of Parvataputri, daughter of this mountain is called Haimavati, one meaning. Another meaning here is what? Hema Krita Abharanavatim Iva. Hema means gold. Hema Krita Abharana means an ornament made of gold is called Hema Krita Abharanam. Hema Krita Abharanavati means the one who has the ornaments made of gold. Iva, like that, as the woman who has the ornaments made of gold, like that, Bahushobamana Itartaha. She was very, very pretty, beautiful and attractive and shining. That's one meaning. Athava Uma Yeva. Otherwise you can give another meaning. Uma Yeva Himavataha Duhita Haimavati. See, Shankara gives two meanings for the word Haimavati. One meaning is daughter of the mountain, the snow mountain. Hima means snow. Therefore, daughter of the Himavan is called Haimavati. Another meaning is what? Hema means gold. So, Haimavati means the one who is shining like the one who has the ornaments made of gold. Or golden ornaments. Both the meanings. Nityameva. And who is Haimavati? Who is this Haimavati? Who is this Uma? No, he is saying, Nityameva, always. Always, nityam, na always. Yeva sarvajnena ishvarena saha vartate. Look at this, beautiful. Sarvajnena ishvarena saha vartate. You know, sarvajnena ishvarena saha vartate means what? The one who is, that which is, she who is ever only with Ishvara, the Lord, inseparably, iti. Okay, who is this Haimavati? Uma. What is Uma? The knowledge. What is knowledge? The power. What is this power? Inexplicable. Okay, therefore, who? Maya. And where is this Maya? With Ishvara. When is with this Ishvara? Ever. Peterji, you were asking all the time. But we never say that separable, okay? Ever inseparably with Ishvara. Nityameva sarvagyena Ishvarena saha vartate. That is why Vagrathava sampruktav. Understand? Vagrathava sampruktav. They are inseparably united like word and its meaning. Knowledge and consciousness are inseparable. And knowledge is the power of knowing. Iti jnatum samartha iti krtva tam upajagama. Now he approached that Uma. Think what now? She must be capable of knowing. Why she must be capable of knowing? She is ever inseparably with Lord. Which Lord? All-knowing Lord. It is because of her inseparable association, Lord is called Sarvajnaha. Sarvajnaha is a status title Bhagavan has because of her inseparable close association. Otherwise, Bhagavan will be none, nothing, isn't it? That is why I won't tell you one more meaning. Here, Shankara doesn't say here, but I tell you. The Uma, in Rudram, if we take, what is the meaning of Uma in Rudram? In Sri Rudram, there is a word called Soma. Nama Soma Echa. It comes. Soma Echa. There, the word Somaha, when he explains the meaning of the word Soma, there the word meaning comes. Umaya Sahitaha Somaha. The one who is with Uma is Soma. And what is who is Uma then? One who is inseparable Uma. Uma is nothing but the letters of Om put in different order is Uma. A, U, Im put in different order U, Im, A. So what is Om? Om is Maya. What is Maya? The power. Power implies the powerful Lord. Om is equal to the powerful Lord. Finished one line, stay. Indraha tam ha umam kila uvacha. Indeed, Indra did ask that Uma. Papracha means past perfect tense of prichati, prishtavan. Is it prichati? Past perfect tense is what? Papracha. Indra had asked that Uma, Bruhi, would you please tell, Kim yetat? What is this yaksham? Dashayitva tirobhutam yaksham. Iti. What is this yaksha which having revealed itself and disappeared? Having shown, dashayitva means having shown itself and which has disappeared. What this yaksha is? Would you please tell me? Now, this is what now? Approaching the Guru. So, Uma Devi, who is a personification of knowledge, who represents knowledge, also what now? Now stands for the Guru from whom knowledge is inseparable. Okay? Iti Tritiyaha Khandaha. Because a story we could read such a long passage of Bhashyam. Ilinga, nice, no?